Hello, everyone. My name is Hannah Osterhout. This is my first podcast recording on Anchor. Today, I wanted to talk about my miniature art and what my process is. A lot of times, people would ask me, oh, how do you make that? And I used to always just tell them, well, I have little hands, so I can make little art. But I guess there's more to it than just that. My first step is I always use Sculpti oven-baked clay. I like using that because you can always go back and rework it. It doesn't dry up. You can set it down even for years and come back to it. When I make little sculptures, I do always use tools. I don't just use my hands. I'll hold the little miniature sculptures in my hand, and most of the time I use either a metal or wooden tool that's kind of shaped like a toothpick. I don't use any plastic tools because I feel like a lot of times the plastic tools have a seam, and the seam kind of, when the artwork's so small, it makes a huge difference. Like, it will create a line in the sculpture. So something like wood, even if it has a seam in the tool, you can kind of file it down so it creates nice, smooth textures and details. When I'm creating a sculpture, like let's say a tiger, I'll always start with like the body and the head first. I'll save the details like the legs and the tail for last because they're so skinny and thin and oftentimes break off. Sometimes if I'm making something really little, with really thin details, for example, like if I'm making a flamingo, I might not even make the legs attached to the sculpture because they're so skinny and delicate and hard to keep straight in the way I want it to be. So I'd make just the body and the head and then make the legs separately. Like I might make 10 skinny little legs and feet and bake them all separately and then go back and glue on certain little details like tails or ears that were too hard to make while the clay was still soft. And this way, if I have like 10 to choose from, I can pick the best and which ones are the same size, like find the legs that are the same size that look the best. And even certain details I can kind of create with paint. Like if I'm making an animal's nose on a like really little sculpture, just a little dab of paint will kind of give it enough projection where I didn't have to even make a nose with clay in the first place because the paint projects out enough to give it the illusion of a nose. Whenever I'm making my sculptures, I always use white clay because I feel like it's easier to see. And then it's really easy to paint. I've tried using colored clay before, but it's hard getting the colors where you want them to be and the exact colors. It's much easier just painting on top of white. And even with some of my really little sculptures that are, you know, smaller than the size of a penny, I don't really need that small of a paintbrush as long as the paintbrush has a nice point to it. I'll normally use like an angled brush, not even that small, for some really little details like eyes or whiskers or spots or stripes. I will use pens, like really fine point pens. I found that that works a lot better than paint and getting the paint to be even when creating eyes and stuff. When I bake the clay, normally I kind of just guess at it. I'll bake it for like 5 minutes, then another 5 minutes. As long as I keep checking it, and since I'm baking the clay white and then painting it, even if I bake it a little longer, it gets a little burnt. You know, just paint over it. You can't even tell. Because these sculptures are so small and so delicate, oftentimes they do break. Most of the time I end up breaking everything and then having to fix it. Like when the clay's still soft and I drop it, then I have to kind of rework it. But once it's baked, and like if I rip the tail off a couple times, a little bit of super glue, and then it's back to normal, you can't even tell. Break the leg off or ear, just a little bit of super glue, it's clear, sticks in 10 seconds, and you would never have even known that I broke it. Last step when I'm making these sculptures is I'll attach them to some type of base, like a little seashell or onto another clay piece. The same thing, I just use a little bit of super glue, crazy glue, gorilla glue, and then just hold it for 10 seconds. Normally I'll mark where I want it to be because I have to kind of work quickly. And that's really it. All the pieces I make, all my clay sculptures, I like making them in sections because I found it's easier to glue all the little individual pieces together rather than making it one sculpture. It's also easier to paint when things are in pieces because it's kind of hard to get the brush into little areas, but when it's all separate and then you just glue it together, it's a lot easier to paint. And that's really my whole process. It seems like a lot, some of the things I do, some of the sculptures, they kind of seem a little tedious. But the way I think of it is, I have the TV on in the background, I'll have music playing, and it's just, something to do with my hands while I'm just relaxing. If it wasn't that, if I wasn't making a sculpture, I'd probably just be on my phone, keeping me busy, so I just don't think about it, just kind of take my time, don't rush it, and just create sculptures while I'm just relaxing. And before I know it, I've got more and more done. And that's really it. That's generally my process of how I make my sculptures. So thank you for listening, and goodbye.